to young musicians who come from the edge of the Amazon rainforest, the sophisticated big city of Bogota, and the villages and towns in between have in common? They play in one of the top youth orchestras in the Americas. From NPR, it's From the Top. Today, celebrating the energy of the world's kids and the power of classical music. We're at the Teatro Mayor Julio Mario Santo Domingo in Bogota, Colombia, where we'll hear that orchestra perform Rachmaninoff with the host of our show. From the Top's home is New England Conservatory, where outstanding young artists and inspirational teachers are transforming classical music. Here's our host, the great concert pianist, Christopher O'Reilly.
Gracias. Gracias, bienvenidos.
What an incredible thrill. What a treat to be doing a show in Bogota. And we want to thank the Fundación Bolívar da Vivienda in association with the Fundación Nacional Batuta for bringing us here. But why Bogota? I mean, From the Top celebrates the best young classical musicians and their training in the United States, right? Well, we do, but other countries offer outstanding music education too. And frankly, in places like Colombia, it's a lot more universal than in the U.S., where it seems like we're cutting back on elementary school music programs all the time. We have a lot to learn from the way they teach music in Colombia. So we've decided to branch out a bit, travel, and learn about some of the superb music education going on elsewhere in the world. So this is the first of several programs we plan to do from other countries where classical music is thriving at the hands of young players. And thriving it is in Colombia. Many of our listeners in the U.S. will have heard of El Sistema, the publicly funded universal music education program in Venezuela, and its famous Simón Bolívar Orchestra. Well, learning from its neighbor, in 1991, the Colombian government launched Fundación Nacional Batuta, the Batuta National Foundation, to teach music to tens of thousands of kids all over this country. Over 37,000 kids this year, participating in something like 1,000 pre-orchestral groups and 28 orchestras. Batuta graduates some gifted musicians who are ready for additional training and careers in music. But it's also a program dedicated to social development, and all kids, regardless of their family's circumstances, are welcome to enjoy the self-discipline and self-confidence that comes from learning to play an instrument well. And speaking of playing instruments well, there's a large pack of talented young musicians sitting behind me. This is the Filarmónica Joven de Colombia, the Colombian Youth Philharmonic, many of whom were trained in the Batuta program. Please welcome them. And now meet our conductor for today's program, Luis Guillermo Vicaria. Luis, it's wonderful to be here with you in Bogota. Thank you for bringing us. Maestro, tell everyone what this orchestra is going to play to begin our show.
Our first piece is by Spanish composer Cristóbal Hafter. He's a Spanish living composer, so it's really exciting to us to perform the second part of the Tiento del Primer Tono y Batalla Imperial by Cristóbal Hafter.
Maestro, when you are ready, please take it from the top.
Colombian Youth Philharmonic under Luis Guillermo Vicaria, performing Imperial Battle by the Spanish composer Cristóbal Halffter. The artistic director for the Colombian Youth Philharmonic is Matthew Hazelwood.
We're in Bogota, Colombia, and we'll be hearing this country's very impressive youth orchestra throughout the show and learning about its outstanding nationwide music education system, Batuta. And we'll talk to the two men most responsible for these organizations later on in the program. But first, let's hear from some of the young people whose lives have been changed by the Colombian music education model, all now members of the Colombian Youth Philharmonic.
I grew up in a little town in Leticia, in the middle of the jungle, in the border with Brazil, Peru, and Colombia. I'm David Palis, and I play the violin.
I grew up in Bogota. My name is Paula Jaramillo San Juan, and I play the violin.
I grew up in the city of Medellin. My name is Santiago Bernal, and I play the cello.
Leticia is wonderful because I love to see the pink dolphins in the edge of the Amazon River, and you can see clouds of birds flying on the sky.
My name is Catalina Rodriguez. I am a violinist, and I grew up in Bogota, Colombia. I used to go to the Philharmonic every weekend with my parents. It is very cheap to go to a concert in Colombia. It is about $3 or $4.
I started music in Batuta when I was 7 years old, and the teachers flew to Leticia because it's so remote.
Being in this orchestra has been one of the best experiences in my life. It has changed me completely. I've learned many things. I've had many lessons musically and humanly.
In the Filarmónica Joven de Colombia, when we play, we just grab every note and we live every note.
Last time when we played with the FGC, the soloist was playing Bruch, second movement, and it was so touching that I just started crying, and I had to tell myself, stop crying, you're playing, you have to work, and then I could see again.
Mi nombre es Jason Barrero. Toco flauta y piccolo en la orquesta.
My name is Jason Barrero, and I play flute and piccolo in the orchestra. I was born in a big, big family, and we were very poor. And me and two other brothers decided to hit the street. We got into bad habits, drugs, and other things that happen on the streets. A priest called Javier De Nicolo got us into a social reintegration program. At the end of the system, there is a phase dedicated to music, and you can become part of the symphony orchestra. After that, I earned a scholarship to study flute. I think that the role of music is to show that it's possible to achieve your goals at the highest level. In that sense, the Filarmónica Joven de Colombia has been a pioneer. People go to our concerts and they come out with a big smile. Magic, it was magic, they say.
Magia, fue mágico.
I think that the mission of this project is a very special gift, I think, specifically for Colombia. Because I think that in this country, the musical part and the part of arts is not very well developed. And I think that the project is giving support and opportunity for the music to grow in the country. I think it's very nice, and music is like one of the best ways of living life.
At FGC, we always try not just to play for ourselves, but to play for the people that are listening to us, and that's very important. It is not an artistic experience only, but a human experience.
This orchestra is definitely the greatest opportunity to all the classical musicians here in Colombia.
We will hear again now from the Filarmónica Joven de Colombia under Luis Guillermo Vicaria. They perform now an excerpt from Death and Transfiguration by Richard Strauss.
Thank you.
Colombian Youth Philharmonic under Luis Guillermo Vicaria, performing an excerpt of Death and Transfiguration by Richard Strauss. Now we're going to meet a couple of the members of this fine orchestra, clarinetist Luz Elena Sarmiento Lozada and violinist Camilo Sanchez Gomez. You both live in Bogotá now, but Luz Elena, you grew up far away from here, almost like in a different country, yes?
Yes, I grew up in Barranca Bermeja, Santander. It's a little town and beautiful, but really hot. we don't have a lot up there, you know? When I grew up there, we didn't have even a movie theater.
Oh, so it's not hot in terms of nightlife.
Yeah,
just
no.
Just hot in terms of temperature. Very
yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. And it's really far away from Bogota. Mm-hmm. You know, it's in the east of the country. It's almost near Venezuela.
It's actually where the principal Colombian oil factory is, yes?
Yeah, it is. Oh,
very
yeah.
Good. Camilo, you grew up in the small city of Pereira with very artistic parents.
Yeah.
In fact, you have a funny story about a painting being made in your house when you brought some friends over. Both your parents are artistic. I know.
Yeah, both.
Your father was also. Both of them are painters.
Yeah, but my dad started to do architecture, so uh-huh. They got different ways. Uh-huh. But my mom still with the arts. Uh-huh. But the job is model.
Artist model, okay.
Just when I was about 7 years old, I invite my friends of the school to my home. But when I just get in my home, I see my mom naked. just my friends, what is your mom doing? No, it's working. Every day my friends want to get
I'm sure
again
you're,
to my
you're very popular.
Yeah,
very popular.
Start to be the best. Thanks, Mom.
Both of you then moved to the big city of Bogota for the cultural opportunities here. What was it like for you, Camilo, coming to Bogota?
It was hard and nice. It was hard for me because I didn't have friends here in Bogota.
Yeah.
So it was hard to leave the loneliness. But I made a lot of friends so easy.
You're a very friendly man, I know that, yes. Luz Elena, you didn't have that problem. Your family joined you at some point here in Bogota.
Yeah, I came alone, but well, my parents have a business, so they decide with the time that they wanted to move with me to Bogota. So they decided to sell everything, and you know, to move with the business and all that to be with me. You know, So that was great for me, and they had to start again or over. So, but now we are great and we are together. That is important.
And the business is going well?
Yes.
Very happy to hear that. And Luz Elena, you've adapted to the city well. In fact, you have one of the greatest playing jobs of any clarinetist that I know. You play in one of the liveliest places in Bogota. Where is that?
Yes, I have a crazy job. I work in a restaurant, a really famous restaurant called Andres Carne de Res. And it's really expensive restaurant, and really famous people go there to eat and to dance and party. Mm. And it's really crazy because I play in the tables, you know, with dancers and with actors, you know. And if anybody has a birthday or get married, you know, we play it for them.
Well, it's a fun job,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's
in
fun
the end,
also, yeah.
Yes. And then you bring the clarinet to this orchestra, and would you say the attitude about music and musicians is very different in this orchestra than at the restaurant, I would imagine, yes?
Yeah, of course. Have been a really fantastic experience with the orchestra. You know, sometimes in the restaurant people say, oh, you play, what did you do? You study music? Yes, I am a musician. Don't you have a real job? No, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's really difficult to have this career here in Colombia and I suppose in the rest of the world, But with the Filarmónica Joven de Colombia, I can say that it's the dream come true, you know? You can say, I can be a real musician and people can enjoy it. And when people come to the concerts, they can say, oh my God, it's true. They are doing a really great and important job, mm-hmm. you know? And we do it with for love, just for passion, you know? We are not working, we are not earning money, we just enjoying and giving all that passion to the audience. And that is what they received from us, that this is the greatest thing of the world.
Well, here you are sharing your dream with your 100 friends in the orchestra, and that resonates and radiates to the audience, and we feel that dream, and we feel that inspiration.
You know, and we come from the whole country, you know, to do just for make music. That is fantastic, that is magic.
It's important to know. Yeah, of course, you get to see so much of the diverse country when you tour with the youth orchestra. But Camilo, you also told me that it's not just the touring that makes you appreciate the people of Colombia, but it is, in fact, the whole orchestra is from the entire country.
Entire country, yeah. We got all the place of Colombia here. But what I see in the tour, last tour, I don't know, is what impacted me. Was that doesn't matter what is the big trouble, the big problem here in Colombia, the people still smile.
Well, you're bringing us all up. Thank you both, and thank you to the orchestra. Luis Elena Sarmiento Lozado and Camilo Santiago, members of the Filarmónica Joven de Colombia.
It's so beautiful here in Colombia, and these young Colombian musicians have an energy and an approach to music that just amazes us. We've been capturing that Colombian flair with video and tons of pictures of our tour here. It's all at fromthetop.org. From the Top is made possible in part by the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, advancing the education of students of exceptional promise who have financial need. On the web at jkcf.org. Chris.
Let's turn again to Maestro Luis Guillermo Vicaria, today's conductor of the orchestra. On stage with me, the Colombian Youth Philharmonic. Luis, very appropriately, this orchestra plays a lot of music by Hispanic composers. We started off the show with music by a contemporary Spanish composer, and we're going to hear a great piece at the end of the show that's based on traditional Colombian music. How does playing music of the culture help build excitement and dedication in this youth orchestra?
The amazing thing playing Colombian music, as we are going to do at the end of the show, is that it's music that they really have in their DNA. So what is great about it is that we are putting this in a setting of this beautiful instrument that is the symphony orchestra. And so that is something that, you know, gives a lot to their development.
But you program music from the Western European canon as well, like this next piece, which I have the honor of playing with you. Tell everyone what we're going to play together.
Okay, we're going to play the Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini by Rachmaninoff.
Can't wait. Let me move over to the piano and we'll take it from the top. Thank you.
the Columbia New Philharmonic, with yours truly at the piano, performing the final variations of the Rhapsody of Fino Paganini by Rachmaninoff. Luis Guillermo Vicaria conducted the orchestra in this special program we're doing in Bogota, Colombia.
We dedicate this program to the memory of Matthew Hazelwood, founding conductor and artistic director of the Youth Philharmonic of Colombia, who sadly passed away shortly after we recorded this concert in Bogota. He was a longtime friend to From the Top and will be dearly missed.
This is the International Children's Arts Network. Later today is the International Lullaby Hour. Lullabies from all over the world, from France to Brazil, and right here from the United States. But first, it's story time. That's all right here on ICANN.
From NPR, it's From the Top, today celebrating the energy of the world's kids and the power of classical music. We're coming to you from Teatro Mayor Julio Mario Santo Domingo in Bogota, Colombia. Coming up, the Filharmonica Joven de Colombia delivers a rousing finale for our program with music based on the Colombian folk tradition. From the Top, Soma's New England Conservatory, where outstanding young artists and inspirational teachers are transforming classical music. Today's show in Bogota, Colombia is made possible with support from the Colombian Ministries of Culture and Foreign Affairs, Fundación Bolívar de Vivienda, the U.S.-Colombia Business Partnership, FedEx Express, and the U.S. Embassy in Bogota. Special thanks to the Colombian Embassy in Washington and the Consulate of Colombia in Boston. Here again is Christopher O'Reilly.
Thanks, Joanne. Today, we've been hearing about the nationwide music education system here in Colombia called Batuta. Well, many of the Batuta centers across the country have small pre-orchestras and Orff ensembles, named after the German composer Karl Orff, who, known for composing works like Carmina Burana, was additionally working much of his life towards devising a method of teaching collaborative music making based on a child's world of play. Orff ensembles play small, modified xylophones, marimbas, glockenspiels, and lots of percussion. And they sing. Well, take that original concept and supercharge it. Take the best young players in the country and add traditional Colombian rhythms and folk influences. The results are pretty astonishing. On stage with me now is Batuta's flagship Orff ensemble from here in Bogota. They are called Allegro, and their director, Marta Sofia Rivera, is at the microphone. Marta Sofia, welcome. You've arranged this piece for this ensemble. Tell us what we are going to hear.
Muchas gracias. La preorquesta Allegro interpretará para ustedes el bambuco del compositor vallecaucano Gustavo Adolfo Rengifo, El Abrazo.
Siempre la
We heard Allegro, the premier orp ensemble of the TUTE, the universal music education system here in Colombia, Le El Embrazo, the embrace. We were under the direction of Marta Sofia Rivera. With me to chat for a minute are three members of the ensemble, Santiago Herrera, 13, Sebastian Mendoza, 14, and Paula Espinosa, 15 years old. Paula, you all have played and sung for the president of Colombia a couple of times. One time at Palacio de Nariño, the presidential home in the center of Bogota. What was that like? Did you get to speak with him?
This experience is very nice, very important of Allegro, of IME. When I talked with the president, he said that Allegro is very important to the country. It's very important that the Colombian president say this of Allegro. This experience is unique.
That's very inspirational, I would imagine. Very proud of you, the president is, I'm sure. Paula, you perform with such joy. All of you. Tell me how you feel about Allegro.
Allegro is my second family, and the teacher, Marta Sofia, is my second mom. Allegro is a family that have important the music, and the feeling important is the love. When I go to the Allegro, my whole life is changed, and it's very important of Allegro for me.
Very important and very inspiring, and yes. Inspiring to us too. And you all love the music you get to play in Allegro. Sebastian, you get to play all kinds of music in the ensemble.
We play music from around Colombia. We also play music around all the continent, the whole of continent, Latin American. It's a very beautiful experience because we have playing Brazilian music, Argentinian music, and it's a very rich
all kinds of
experience.
Yeah. Santiago, tell everyone how Batuta fits into your life. It's very, very often in the week, yes?
Yeah, Allegro rehearsal Monday, Tuesday and Friday, 2 hours. For me, those days I get out of school, I walk 6 blocks to my home, I have a lunch and change my clothes, and then I go to Batuta and start a rehearsal with Allegro.
And your Saturdays are kind of divided in the same way. English in the morning, but what else? What in the afternoon are you doing?
Well, after I study English in the morning, I go to my mom's restaurant. That is really cool.
And so what do you do there at the restaurant?
Well, first of all, I have a lunch and and then I sometimes help her. If she needs help.
It's hard though. I mean, I think you told me there's a ladder or there are stairs.
Yeah. So it's kind of rough.
So you have to carry dishes and everything like that?
Yeah.
My gosh. You're a very energetic little guy.
Thanks.
I'm sure your mom is very, very happy to have you in the restaurant.
Yes.
Well, you guys were talking passionately about your love of Colombian music, and I think everyone would like to hear a little more. So, Paula, would you introduce this next piece?
The next piece that Allegro will be playing is called Tolvide or Chandé. This piece is very important to Colombia because it's the piece that started the Barranquilla's Carnival. Barranquilla is the city that where Shakira and Sofia Vergara was born.
Okay.
Thank you.
Allegro, the premier orff ensemble of Batuta.
Podcasts of From the Top are available every week at fromthetop.org. Over the last 5 years, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation have awarded well over $1 million in scholarships to talented young musicians who have financial need. We still have more to give. Go to fromthetop.org to learn more. Chris.
So all show long, we've been hearing Colombia's premier youth orchestra. Well, I'd say one of the premier youth orchestras in the world, Filarmónica Joven de Colombia. And we've been meeting young Colombians who've been a part of the nationwide music education system that helps feed that orchestra, Batuta. But before we end the show, we wanted to take a moment to speak to the two men largely responsible for these organizations. With me are Fernando Cortés McAllister, Executive Director of Fundación Bolívar da Vivienda, and Juan Antonio Cuellar, Executive President of Fundación Nacional Batuta. Batuta now serves 37,000 children, and Juan Antonio, given the size of your organization and the immense diversity of this country, I can only imagine how challenging and rewarding your job must be. I know there are many moments when you are seeing, you know, children starting out in the ORF program and going into the orchestra, and it must be incredible. But can you share with us any one particular moment that moved you especially?
Well, my life is full of fantastic moments. Anytime I go to any music center of Batuta, anywhere, I feel the joy of music and the conviction of what we are doing with music in every part of the country. But certainly there are moments that I will remember the most. For example, last year we took our Bogota Symphony Orchestra, the Youth Symphony Orchestra of Bogota, to Europe, and in Concert House Berlin, at the end of the concert, we got a standing ovation of more than 10 minutes. Wow. That made me cry.
Yeah.
I will never forget that moment.
That's fantastic. Fernando, your foundation is a major contributor to Batuta, and 3 years ago, you almost single-handedly decided to create this orchestra, the Filarmónica Joven de Colombia. Why?
Our foundation is a corporate foundation. We believe that the private sector has a lot to say in arts and culture here in Colombia. We decided to bring about this initiative to show and enhance what all of Colombia's institutions, universities, orchestral centers, including Batuta, have performed and have done throughout the past two decades. So we came up with this model of orchestra with the Young Youth Orchestra of the Americas, and we brought about the Filarmónica Joven de Colombia, or the Colombian Youth Philharmonic. We believe that with a little effort, actually, well, most of the funding is done by the Fundación Bolívar de Vivienda. With that funding, we could create an orchestra that would enhance and show what the music, what the symphonic music in Colombia was all about. And that was 2 years ago. And wow. Look what we have.
Incredible. With this youth orchestra, Fernando, you're providing instruction, master classes, and this orchestra is touring at the highest level. But what do you envision for these young people in the future?
We believe that one of our most important job is to give all these young musicians a life opportunity with music. So we want them to become or soloists or become performers at a renowned orchestras or become a music entrepreneurs or become professors, teachers in universities or orchestral centers throughout Colombia.
Juan Antonio, Batuta is about more than music. It's about social development. Can you speak a little to that?
Yes, our job lies in the intersection of culture, social development, and education. And as such, it is our job to bring together the efforts of different organizations, from local governments to national governments, to international cooperation, to the private sector, to join forces on behalf of the youth, and especially on behalf of the unprivileged.
Well, it's such an honor for us to bring a little of the amazing work you men are doing here in Colombia to the public of the United States. We can learn so much from you, and I hope we do. Not the least of which is more about the wonderful Colombian musical tradition. Luis Guillermo Vicaria, one last word from you. Speaking of the Colombian musical tradition, will you introduce the exciting final piece that the orchestra will play?
The final piece we are going to play is has become one of the pieces that we end our concerts, and is a very well-known traditional song, and I'm sure that all of you know, present here in the hall. The song is Colombia Tierra Querida by one of the greatest Colombian composers. Lucho Bermúdez. For the version that we're going to play tonight, we have an arrangement made especially for the orchestra by Félix Darío Morgan y Segundo Menéndez. I'm sure you're going to like it.
It's hard to imagine a better finale for our special program from Bogota, Colombia. I want to thank all of our incredible young performers and thank you all for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week when we'll be back. Oh, Miss Colombia. We'll be back in the old USA. And now, Maestro, you and the Filarmónica Joven de Colombia, you can take it from the top.
From the Top is written and produced by Tom Bagley and Tim Banker, with music producer Tom Venieri. The tour producer is David Balsam and the production manager is Elizabeth DeVore. Technical direction by Barrett Ouellette, with David Forbes and John Servies. Orchestra mix by Marcella Zorro. The executive producers are Gerald Slavitt and Jennifer Hurley-Wales. I'm Joanne Robinson. From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. Our founding partners are New England Conservatory and WGBH Boston. To download an application to appear in our program, visit fromthetop.org. Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.
This is ICAN. KQAC HD2 Portland 89.9.
KQOC HD2 Glen Eden Beach 88.1.
KSLC HD2 McMinnville 90.3.
KQHR HD2 The Dalles and Hood River 88.1.